Okay, time to get back to it. Our hour three, and it is the third Friday of the month. That means it's time to go down to Australia to spend some time with David John Oates, the man who has opened the doors to reverse speech, the voice of the subconscious, which does not lie. Extraordinary story. David's life story hopefully will be largely part of the documentary that we look forward to, and I hope it's still in production. How are you, David? What's going on?
I'm doing very well, Jeff, and yes, the documentary, well, it's just in the very first stages of production. We haven't even started filming yet. They're still mapping it all out, but it's very exciting. I have started after 30 years of doing reverse speech. We're finally getting this thing moving. So
terrific.
That's all great.
Very good.
Yeah. So anyway, everything's going well. Business is good. Put up a new website last week, backwardmasking.com, if anyone's interested in backward masking, where they intentionally superimpose messages on
now that's record. That's the intentional version, folks.
That's the intentional version.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's actually very easy to recognize because you can hear the gibberish here. Let's get one up. We'll play an example of intentional backward masking. Now, let me get the one I'm looking for. This is from B-52, and I'll play it forward, and you'll hear the gibberish in the background. Okay, so you can hear all that gibberish there. Okay,
yeah.
So this guy's and then you play it backwards, and he says, "Hang on, let me see what's the text on it." I buried my parakeet in the backyard. Oh no, you're playing your record backwards. Watch out, you might ruin your needle. So here we go.
You know, they don't have to do it intentionally because there's tons there that's natural.
Music reversals. When I first started my research 30 years ago, I started on music, and it was just everywhere. They were all over the place. I was just absolutely stunned. We started off talking about music. I hadn't planned to go here, but let's pull up a couple of ones here. That one didn't open. Oh, well, that's great. Okay, hang on. We'll get another one. I haven't looked at music now for many, many years. But back in my early days, I did it quite a lot. Trying to find a nice, easy one. Here's the Beatles. This is when I first started experimenting with marijuana. And then you can hear him singing in reverse. Now he uses marijuana. And you'll hear the chorus singing marijuana in the background. And again. You hear that there?
Yeah.
And of course, it was messages like that that got fundamentalist Christians saying that the devil's putting backward messages in songs about drugs and sex and worshipping Satan. You know, it got quite insane back in the early 80s.
Have you looked into the Paul was killed story, and there was a sub put in there, plastic surgery and so forth. There was too much money in the Beatles. And
I know that comes up periodically. It just came up again back in May. There was this year someone reported.
It's a new book. Jim Fetzer has a new book out, and it's entitled.
Oh, really?
And the title of it is, "And I suppose you'll tell me we didn't go to the moon next." He touches upon some of the biggest stories of alleged misdirection that there are.
All right.
And it's very interesting. The data he has captured about Paul McCartney and the Paul II is extraordinary. I mean, their
really?
Necks, their facial, the distance between the nose and the lip, their teeth are all different.
Wow.
Looks to me like he died, and the guy that went in there, if you remember in the Sgt. Pepper's band, they talked about the one and only Billy Shears. This guy's name was Billy Shears, the one that took Paul's position.
Wow.
So Jim Fetzer's book is very interesting.
Maybe that's why it came up again recently.
Yeah,
well, I touch on it in the website, Beyond Backward Masking, and we talk about a little bit there. So Ringo Starr just made an interview last year where he, alleged interview. You never know what to believe on the internet, what's hoax and what's real, but where he claimed that DePaul was actually replaced.
Yep.
Interesting stuff. We'll probably never know the truth, but there's certainly in the Beatles songs. I mean, let's play some of these. I mean, think where. Totally off topic for where I plan to go today, here's some of the Beatles things, and here's a little message that was at the end of Strawberry Fields. This is Forwards. And you'll hear him a very faint voice saying, "I buried Paul." Did you hear that there? Do you want me to play that again? I'll turn up.
Yeah, play it again.
Hang on, I'll do it again. Did you hear that there?
Okay. Yeah.
And that was actually right at the end of the song, and it was a little musical piece about just a few seconds after the main track finished, and a lot of record players actually lifted up the needle before it came to that piece. But you know, that's clearly I buried Paul, and then they had back masking on the White Album at the end of the song "I'm So Tired." I'll play it forward. You hear a little bit of gibberish. Oh, that's very faint, isn't it? Let's put a bit more volume on it. You hear that there? And you run it backwards, and it says, "Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him." I'll do it again. We'll play keep more volume.
You hear
that there?
Yeah.
And that's backward masking, you know. And so it was deliberately done. I mean, they deliberately put these messages on the record that Paul had died. And there's all these hidden clues, of course, on the Abbey Road. He's walking barefoot along the crosswalk, which is allegedly how he was buried, and there's a Volkswagen in the background with a number plate 28 if, which allegedly means he would be 28 if he hadn't died. So, I don't know, make of it what you will.
Well, Fetzer's book, definitely worth picking up and reading. It has to do with the moon landing, fakery as well, a lot of things.
Anyway, okay.
Now, do you ever go into the old songs from the 50s?
Oh, No.
This would be I just pulled this because it would be very hard to do. It's from a motion picture, believe it or not. And it's one of those songs that is a perfect song. And I don't know how much reversing you could get out of it because there's so many notes that are held. There is certainly dialogue in it. Here, see if you remember this song. I'd love to see you reverse some of these old 50s songs. There are songs that are perfect, and this is a perfect song. Couldn't be better. Melodically, the singing is just fantastic, and it's kind of one of those unforgettable things you hear and you just don't forget it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Remember that?
Oh, as do I ever. Wonderful voice, beautiful music. Priceless, Jeff, priceless.
Thank you. Guy could sing. Oh.
Anymore.
No way. Almost over. Beautiful things like that, and there aren't
any
anymore.
Absolutely. Yeah, beautiful stuff. Yeah, all right, okay.
All right, so we got some political stuff tonight?
Yeah, we do. Got a few on Trump and Hillary and Jeb Bush. And don't know whether we'll have time to get through them all, but let's have a look and let's get them up and... And we will give it a crack. Okay, so where are we? We will start with Donald Trump. Okay, so he of course announced that he was running last week. I watched it live.
Allegedly, he hired all the people that were cheering for him.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. All right, so here's the Fords.
I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
He actually believes it, because he says, in a real shift.
In a real shift. In a real shift.
You hear that?
No real shift.
Well, he's making a shift. Someone's making a shift. Anyway, there we go.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, his ego would certainly allow for that. That he would think he could do it. Sure.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. And well, not too sure what this reversal means, but let's play it forward. First off,
2,300 sophisticated vehicles they ran, and the enemy took them. You're right.
And this one says, so I paved the naked surface, whatever that means.
Well, that makes sense.
How so?
Well, if he's a politician, his job is to create structure, order, new guidelines, laws, if you will. So he paved, he created something to cover over what he considers to be a naked, unimproved, completely raw surface.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Maybe.
Yeah, anyway. All right, so let's have a look at another one on Trump. I've got one more here.
Does he admit where he got his hair?
They found it crawling on a plant in South America. Did you know that?
That's funny.
Here's the forward.
And these are the best and the finest. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you.
They're not sending you.
They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us.
Yeah, well, he's right. I can't deny that. He says, we need the Senate. We need the Senate. Stabbing in the Senate.
Stabbing in the Senate.
Well, I guess he's, I think he believes in what he's saying there. I'd say he needs the Senate around and to pass some laws.
I agree.
Interesting.
That is very interesting.
There we go. I've got another one. I didn't play it. Well, I'll play it because I don't really know what it means, but let's just run it forward.
We have a disaster called the big lie, Obamacare. Yesterday it came out that costs are going for people up 29, 39, 49, and even 55%.
And here he says, they are horses, whatever that means.
They are horses.
I don't know. Forget it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right, yeah, but he doesn't come off too bad there, eh?
No.
Anyway, yeah.
Right, better than most of the others.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised, okay. All right, I suspend my disbelief. I haven't heard these reversals. So, I have. I ran through them all, picked out the ones I wanted to use, but other than that, I haven't heard them. So, here's Jeb Bush. He didn't shape up too bad either, actually, from memory. Let's have a look.
Putin, you need to deal from strength. He's a bully, and bullies don't, you enable bad behavior when you're nuanced with a guy like that. And I think just being clear, I'm not talking about being bellicose, but saying here are the consequences of your actions, and that would deter the kind of bad outcome that we don't want to see.
And here he says, I want to win the fight.
I don't want to win the fight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to win the fight.
I want to win.
I don't want to win the fight.
All right, yeah, well, he did say he's in it to win, so I think that's what that means. Mm-hmm. He wants to win the fight. Mm-hmm. And here he is again.
Russia invaded a neighboring country. It occupies a sizable chunk of that.
And here he says, I'll be public.
I'll be public.
Yep.
I'll be public.
All right, he's going to be in your face. He's going to be very public and open during the presidential campaign, and he's in it to win. Yeah. That's what these two reversals tell us so far. And, oh, look at this. He is confident. Here's the next one.
This is a different time than it was just 5 years ago, and I think the United States and our friends and allies in Europe need to be resolute for sure.
And here he says, I'll win it.
I'll win it. I'll win it.
I'll be bothered.
I'll win it.
Huh. He's pretty confident, isn't he? Wow.
That is, that's very interesting.
Yeah, I'll be bothered.
Yeah.
All right, next one along.
This will be the most extraordinary time to be alive. I totally believe that, and I hope that you do too, because our children and grandchildren are deserving of that very basic promise.
Okay, so this is obviously from his campaign ad, and backwards it says, the Bush called, and he was good. Yeah. There it is. All right. Okay. Well, if you're running an advertisement, that's the type of reversal you want on the advertisement, because it's a it bolsters it. It so those listening to it will get the sense, ah, he's a good man. Fighting. There we go. All right. Here's another one. Jeb Bush.
Putin, you need to deal with strength. He's a bully.
And he says, the fighting, it ain't over.
The boy didn't even do a fight.
A bit muffed.
The boy didn't even do a fight.
The fight, and it ain't over.
The boy didn't even do a fight.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, well, it's not, of course. That's, that's quite a true statement. Russia's still where they shouldn't be. But what else is new?
Not sure about that. I'm not sure. Maybe they are where they ought to be right now. This whole Ukraine thing has been contrived by the Zionist West, and they have been provoking Vladimir Putin and Russia to the very best of their vicious abilities. And so far, Putin has emerged as a great world statesman. That's my view.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Don't buy into the mainstream repetition. There's much more to it than that, David. Much more.
Okay.
I just submit that for consideration. All right, we'll take a break and come right back. Okay, back with David Oates and Reverse Speech Newsmakers. Okay, David, go ahead.
Okay, we've got one last one on Jeb Bush. Let's run this forwards.
Embrace the energy revolution.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about that's his advertisement. Backwards, where's your knees? Serve me.
Wow.
All right, well, there we go. That's a bit more Bushish, isn't it?
So he did say earlier, I'm going to win it.
Yep. That's what he said. Yeah, do you want to hear that again?
Sure.
Okay, here's the board.
This is a different time than it was just 5 years ago, and I think the United States and our friends and allies in Europe need to be resolute for sure.
And I'll win it.
I'll win it.
Nice and clear.
I'll win it.
Nice.
Well, it's like he's been told something and he's got no concerns.
Yeah, I know. And it's a very matter-of-fact statement.
Yeah,
hey, I'm going to win this.
Very,
you know?
Matter-of-fact, yeah.
Yep. All right, okay. Now we've got some only three on Hillary. Here's the first one.
Democracy can't be just for billionaires.
And here she says, I'm a liberal.
Or any liberal.
Well, there we go. I don't know. I don't know much about her politics. Okay. And here we have the next one.
America can't succeed unless you succeed.
No.
Yeah, she says, we sell that.
Yeah,
that's
see,
her
that's
rhetoric.
Yeah, she's selling this garbage.
Yep, that's right. That's just her rhetoric.
Contrived propaganda, mind control crap they're selling. And,
yep, absolutely. Here, that's one of the fools again.
America can't succeed unless you succeed.
And we sell that. Yeah, there it is. And another one on Hillary. Where is she? Oh, we got two more on Hillary. Oh, no, hang on, I played that one. Oh, yeah, this is just a funny one, really. She talks about how presidents are all gray.
You had all our presidents come into office looking so vigorous. Think about what they look like on Inauguration Day. And then we watch them. They grow grayer and grayer. And by the time they leave, they're as white as the building they live in. Now, let me tell you. I'm aware I may not be the youngest candidate in this race, but I have one big advantage. I've been coloring my hair for years.
Funny lady. And she says backwards, you're gray.
Yeah.
You're gray.
Talking about herself, right?
Yeah, talking about herself. Yeah, I've been coloring my hair for years. You're gray. It's probably as white as they all are.
Well, I think she should have had her face done rather than color her hair.
All right, here's some on Bernie Sanders, okay? All right.
He's capturing a lot of interest over here.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's closing in on Hillary right now on the whatever poll you want to believe.
Oh, really? Okay, all right, so here we go.
If a local, state, or federal government wants to protect the environmental needs of our people, they can be taken to an international tribunal because they threaten future profit. That is not what democracy is about. This is a bad agreement following other bad agreements. It must be defeated, and I thank my friends in the House for their efforts.
And here he says, all this evil... Dem around me, and I think Dem is short for Democrats.
Uh-huh.
All this evil Dem around me.
Horrible evil Dem around me.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible evil Dem around me.
Nice and clear.
Horrible evil Dem around me.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, he has a lot of, he's of all the candidates, I think his popularity is growing more and more noticeably than anybody else.
Okay, all right. Well, I got a few more reversals on him, so let's see how he shapes up. So, here's the next one.
By that comment, and I know it's been on the internet, I'm obviously an American citizen.
I'm obviously an American citizen, and backwards he says, I'm a citizen.
I'm a citizen. I'm a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a citizen.
All right. Nice. Congruent, yeah.
Yeah, nice congruent reversal. All right, next one along.
The only way that change takes place, in my view, is when millions of people stand up and say, enough is enough. And it's not just with police brutality. Enough is enough when the great middle class of this country is disappearing. Mm. How does it happen?
And here he says, is it funny?
Isn't it funny?
Huh.
Isn't it funny?
Oh, just funny that it happened. You know, it's just a casual comment, really. All right, next one along.
If a country or a state wants to protect its kids from tobacco and smoking, they could be taken to an international tribunal.
And he says, snakes, they can't help us now.
This is incredible. This is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Tobacco, isn't that what he's saying, Ford?
Yeah.
This is one of the Fords. I want to run this one again.
If a country or a state wants to protect its kids from tobacco and smoking, they could be taken to an international tribunal.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, nice congruent reversal. Snakes, they can't help us now.
Yes, they can't help us now.
Yep. Well, that's fair enough. Yeah. Tobacco companies can't help us. All right, next one along.
You know, my dad came to this country from Poland. At the age of 17, without a nickel in his pocket, loved this country.
I don't know what this one means. The cops, they know it.
The cops know it.
What's that got to do with his dad coming
Maybe
to
he's
Poland?
Talking, the only thing that occurs to me, he's talking about the cops back then when his father came over. They knew these people were sincere and wanted to be here and weren't criminals so many of them are today. The cops, they know it. He had a nickel in his pocket. These are sincere people. They're going to try and eke out a living. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. All right, next one along.
Oop.
About all of the jobs.
Sorry, Jeff?
We got a break here.
Let's
get this out of the way, and we'll come right back and hear more Bernie Sanders. All right, very good.
Okay.
Okay, and we are back. Talking to David John Oates. All right, David, go right ahead.
All right, another one on Bernie Sanders. Here's the forward.
About all of the jobs that these trade agreements would create. And over again, the proponents of unfettered free trade were wrong.
And this one says the mere videos keep it, whatever that means.
The mere videos keep it.
Hang on, let's run the falls again.
About all of the jobs that these trade agreements would create, and over again, the proponents of unfettered free trade were wrong.
Oh, it's probably the videos of being on TV talking about Well, everyone's shaped up fairly well so far this evening. Unusual. All right, let's see if the next one forwards.
And like you, I want to make sure that the world that we live in is a beautiful world where people can live full and dignified life.
Okay, that's obviously from a campaign ad. And backwards, we are forbidden, you're filled with more people. Wonder what it would mean. We are forbidden from what? Let's run the forwards.
And like you, I want to make sure that the world that we live in is a beautiful world where people can live full and dignified life.
Oh, no, he doesn't believe that. We are forbidden. We can't live full, dignified lives.
Right.
You're filled with more people. There's just more people causing problems that we have to deal with. Wow. That's an incongruent reversal, that one. Okay, so here's the reversal again. We are forbidden. You're filled with more people. Yeah, there it is. And again. Okay, Now we've got some on Ann Coulter. Here's the Fords.
If the demographics of this country had not changed so dramatically because of immigration, Romney would have won a bigger landslide than Reagan did against Carter in 1980.
And this one says, and he's on the rocks.
And he's on the rocks.
Huh.
And he's on the rocks.
He is too now.
And he's on the rocks.
Yeah, he is. Romney's finished nowadays.
Yeah.
All right, next one along.
You know, buses and subways, as they have in India and Mexico, because of the way women are treated and sexually abused there. Get used to your little girls being raped and being pregnant. Get used to not being able to go to your national parks because they're being burnt down. Pot farms are being grown there. Pesticides dumped all over.
I wish this were hyperbole and you were being a cartoon version of Ann Coulter, but...
And this one says, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
All right. Bunch of congruent reversals tonight, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one along uses the N-word, this reversal. Oh, rather aggressive reversal. Let's look at the Ford.
We need a pause. We need a 10-year moratorium. We can assimilate the ones already here. We definitely need a fence on the border.
And he says, now we'll kill this N. Put the word in.
No, what you're missing.
Yeah.
No, what you're missing.
Wow.
No, what you're missing.
Oh, bit of racial violence
what
there, Angela.
Is she using the N word to apply to a white person?
No, I think she's talking about illegals in the illegal aliens the forward.
Well, they're mostly Latinos, not blacks.
Well, right, yeah.
She's just using it, I guess, in a broad brush way.
I'd say so, yeah. I think it's in a broad brush way, yeah. Huh, interesting, okay, all right. And here we have another one on Ann Coulter.
And in refusing to vote for Romney because he's a Mormon.
He got more of the evangelical vote than McCain or Reagan.
And he says they're all muggy.
They're all muggy.
I know. Probably talk about the evangelicals, I guess. The only thing I can think of on that one. All right, let's see what else we've got here. I've done Bernie Sanders. Oh, here's a couple on the Bill Clinton. Here we go.
To hold the community together, you've got to have a high level of community trust. Somebody that's in your family gets shot. You want an answer from somebody you know.
And this reversal says, our shame, I am free yet.
Our shame, am I free yet?
Oh, am I free yet? Our shame, am I free yet?
Our shame, am I free yet?
Yeah, there it is.
Our shame, am I free yet?
Not quite sure what that means, David.
I know. Let's listen to the Fords again.
To hold a community together, you've got to have a high level of community trust. Somebody that's in your family gets shot. You want an answer from somebody you know.
Oh, yeah. It's our shame that people get shot. It's society's shame. Our shame. Am I free yet? Am I still caught up? You know, mm-hmm. Am I... part of the citizens who are captured by this violence in our society.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Our shame, am I free yet?
Yep, there it is.
Our shame, am I free yet? Our shame, am I free yet?
Yep, there it is. Yep, okay. And another one on Bill Clinton. Here we go.
That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
And he says, they'll mock your money.
They'll mock your money.
Huh.
They'll mock your money.
Whatever that means.
They'll mock your money.
Maybe what he's got to have to say, maybe he's getting some heat.
I don't get the connection unless he's talking about his own money.
Yeah, it could be. It's hard to say. Just came out, the Clintons earned $25 million last year. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be his own money. Yeah,
that's right.
I'll run it again.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, you want it?
Yeah.
Elon Musk, you want it? Elon Musk, you want it?
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm not too sure. Anyway. All right. Here we have a random voice of black on white fighting in the streets. Yeah, that's, I don't know what you're getting the verse on that. It's a bit hard to hear forward. They shine on, you kill them. Right there. Yeah, that's a bit hard to hear that one. Sorry about that.
I heard
too much. Oh, you did? Oh, good. Okay.
There was a gap in it. But,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Here's an interesting one on Christine, I don't know how to pronounce it, Figueres, UN Secretary. There we go.
We are already today already exceeding the planetary carrying capacity.
And here she says, the Mideast get in a war.
The Mideast get in a war.
Yes.
The Mideast get in a war.
There it is.
Yeah.
The Mideast get in a war.
Wow, does she know something that we don't know?
Sounds like it.
Mm. Yeah. All right, okay. Well, we'll watch the Mideast and see what happens.
It's only going to get worse than what it is
yeah.
now.
Yeah, you took the words I was about to say.
Assad is going to...
Same word.
Assad doesn't have much time left. And when he falls, Syria will turn into another Iraq, another Libya, just a mess.
Yeah.
They fought valiantly against insurmountable odds in some ways. And all the credit in the world should be given to that man and his military and the people that support it. He has stood up against the Western Zionist, Bolshevik, Marxists, and has done very well. But they control less than half of their country now, so it's not good.
Yeah. All right.
Well, well done. Well done. Your staff did a great job.
Yep.
There's so much going on now. It's crazy. And,
Well, we're going to be right on top of these presidential elections, okay?
We could have you on twice a month, easy, but you're too busy. And if something comes up that you think is really important, let me know. We'll make room.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. You know, twice a month is stretching a little bit too much.
No, it's too much. But seriously, there will be a lot of interesting comments, especially when they get to their presentations and their stump speeches and their debates and all that. It'll be very interesting.
Yeah, I'll be covering it all.
All right.
And go to my new website, backwardmarching.com. Go and listen to some of those old backward messages from years ago.
Very good. Okay, David, thank you as always.
All right.
Take good care.
Okay, sure will. Right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
See ya.
David John Oates, live from Australia, and ReverseSpeech.com is the website. 10,000 examples of reverse speech. Can't be denied. It's the real deal. All right, that's our program. Have a good weekend. Back Sunday night with our best of course, and Monday. And in the meantime, you can watch Rents.com and keep posted on what's really happening on this crazy world. Take care, and we'll talk soon.